Welcome this morning to Radio Theater. We're talking about a wonderful show that you may be familiar with, you may have heard about, but maybe you've never gone to see it. And this is something that you can remedy. It's called The Importance of Being Earnest, and it actually has a subtitle, A Trivial Comedy for Serious People. And Robert Lee is on the phone with us this morning from the underground to talk to us a little bit about this show. Hey, Robert, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So nice to have you along. So is the show really a trivial comedy for serious people?
Yes, of course it is. It's a hilarious play, you know, written over 100 years ago, but it just rings truer as today as it ever has. It's really poking fun at the high society of London and the 1900s, really. It's witty, and the language is rich, but they just go on and on and on when they could say things in one word, and they just use flowery language and just end up sounding ridiculous.
It's got a lot of themes that we are still reproducing in theater and in movies today. It's a comedy of manners. It's a comedy where, of course, people don't want to tell the truth about certain things, and things are trying to be kept secret, and that always manages to blow up in somebody's face.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always a deceit, and there's a young hero, and there's romance. These things are really kind of timeless. Don't you think at some point we'd go, been there, done that? And how come we don't?
Because it's so much fun to watch. I think people getting themselves in trouble is just, we'll never get old, I think. People putting themselves in horrible and impossible situations. And this is a very early and probably one of the best written farces, and that's why it's lasted so long. You know, these people have nothing better to do than get themselves in trouble and eat silly-looking food and drink tea and wear ridiculous hats and elaborate costumes, clothes that are just, why are you even wearing that hat?
I don't know. I mean, even the hat thing, it sounds like on a Friday, it starts to seem like not a bad option. I could get in trouble and eat and drink tea for a living, kind of, sort of.
Yes. They never seem to be in too much trouble. However, they get themselves in their own kind of trouble with each other, and they have ridiculous standards. And I think watching them kind of go through the ringer of their own, what they seem is important, like being earnest. And not telling the truth and all of it, it's just ridiculous fun, and I think it gets a bad rap because it's kind of old and people think it's dated and they've seen it 100 times, but it's always fun to watch with, especially with such a stellar cast. We have some of the best actors in Duluth in this show, and you've seen them all before, and they're just at the top of their game, and in the direction by Anika Thompson, there's just stellar. So I couldn't be happier with it. The costumes are beautiful. The set is ornate and beautiful. And it's just a really well-done production. And I can say that because I just produced, so I wasn't actually totally involved. And I'm just really proud of everyone who was completely involved. And it's great. You should not miss it.
One of the things that I've noticed about our current entertainment, and I suppose I'm talking mainly about TV, definitely not radio, because radio, of course, is fabulous. But I guess I'm thinking about, some of our network television, is language is kind of ignored. People don't speak grammatically. And sometimes I wonder, are you doing that for the character, or did the writer just not know any better? There are a couple of sitcoms where the characters are smart and the writing is smart to go with it, but there's a lot of, it seems like language is kind of ignored, maybe in favor of shoot 'em ups or action or scandalous behavior, that kind of thing. The farces of the time were all about language, all about language. And as you mentioned, the elaborate costumes and the elaborate sets only served to enhance and draw attention to the language. I think audiences get a kick out of it, though. I mean, does that surprise you that audiences enjoy it as much as they do, the language piece as much as they do?
Yeah, you know, I don't think it's the audience's fault for what we see a lot on TV. I think it's quick, produced, lazy, and, you know, not lazy, but, like, get it up and get it on TV so we can make money. And so I think when those, you know, the few shows and plays that come out now that do have this language, people are drawn to it because they want to get to that intellectual stimulation, you know? And it is funny. And Oscar Wilde, I mean, this play has lived on because he was at the top of his game when he wrote it, and he uses flowery language, you know, for fun. And these people, they are ridiculous. You know, they consider themselves very serious, and they have very serious problems. But when we watch it, we're like, you know, that life is so foreign to me that...
Yeah, if this were the worst problem I faced today, I'd be okay.
The cucumber sandwiches, yeah.
Well, Robert, I expect that you do have some cucumber sandwiches to make and some tea to brew and perhaps a foolish hat to don. So I'll let you go. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. And to your
my
cast
pleasure.
And crew, tell everybody break a leg, okay?
I will. Thank you.
The Importance of Being Earnest, a trivial comedy for serious people, is being performed at the Underground. And radio theater on KUMD is made possible in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.